The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
National debt is $19 trillion. More than 40% of Americans can't lay their hands on $1,000 if they need it. And Americans are arguing about which potty people should have to use. This is the state of media in America. If you're sick of it, well, the number's 855-450-3733. You can't complain because you are the media now. You can call in with your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the debt currently. Not to say that you have to talk about the debt because it's Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And so you can talk about whatever you want on Free Talk Live. But I'm interested in the debt. And this is a topic that really took legs this evening. I'm really quite, kind of surprised. The number is 855-450-3733. Or you can use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. We'll have to add you. It won't take but a minute. Username lrn.fm, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dave calling in from Indianapolis. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello, hippies. Happy Saturday night. Well, you know...
By the way, Dave, I don't mind getting called a hippie by you. I'm just amused that my friend Chris Reitman sitting across the aisle from me here. Chris, you've got short gray hair. And what are you packing there underneath that shirt?
Probably a Glock 19, I think, is what we're wearing tonight. Yeah.
Well, Chris, originally the reason why I call in with that is because the two jokers here that Ridley started taking my phone calls, I assumed were drenched in cannabis.
Only one of us.
You know. So, and every time we talked about pot, they just completely flipped out, you know, because apparently I offended their sensibilities that weren't stunned by that evil demon weed. That you two, or well, you know, you two.
Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, anyway, you were talking about the debt. And funny, you were talking about the debt because I just figured out alchemy. I've just finished the recipe right now, so we don't have to worry about it because I'm
excellent.
Thank goodness.
To the Treasury. In all seriousness, what you would have to do to really address the debt is to invoke one word, which people really haven't studied. I don't think they understand it, but that word is federalism. And what happens in federalism is all this garbage that the federal government does, all these sacred cows that run around with names like Social Security and Medicaid, Medicare, stamped on their big, fat, overblown butts, you would have to slaughter those programs. You would have to abolish the federal welfare state. And, I mean, you know,
don't forget all the welfare, the federal welfare dollars that go to the military. It's half of the budget.
Well, in all
discretionary budget.
You can make an argument that the military is enumerated, whereas cell phones...
Oh, it is. 100%.
Yes, are not.
It's just...
Yeah, constitutionally, yes.
And the military is much bigger than it would need to be to protect the United States. It essentially, the U.S. Navy, keeps all the shipping lanes free for the whole world. Isn't that just welfare for places like Iceland, Sweden, and...
You have a big Navy because you want to ward off an attack by somebody who might be thinking about attacking you. Now, I understand that they cruise the international waters, but I can find justification for a military. Other than that, now, if you want to talk about the sinking ship, that's one thing. I'm more concerned lately here with getting off of the sinking ship, and that's a lot of non-participation. If I was up on the podium, I know that the monster is not going to quit eating and not going to quit spending.
Yep.
So what I would do is I would offer Americans a choice. If you don't want to be involved in Social Security, you can opt out. I would be wholly...
It seems completely fair, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. I mean,
keep the money you've taken from me. I'm 45 years old. Keep it. Let me keep the rest and I'll invest it.
I can make that back in 10 years plus.
Yeah,
it would be nice.
I could triple it in 10 years, yeah. So I think right now non-participation, and sadly I think an event outside of the country is going to finally be the last straw. I think maybe, you know, if our currency is deemed worthless, by, you know, the world economies, you know, something of that stripe. But, you know, these Bernie bots out here, man, I mean, you know, now they're saying that Donald Trump hates puppies.
Donald Trump what? I'm sorry, you dropped out there, Dave.
Hates puppies.
Oh, yeah, I see.
So anyway, we're having to try to have a logical conversation with people that basically, you know, live in the Marvel comics. You know, they don't have a sense of reality. They think that money really does grow on trees. But anyway, keep the faith. I love the fair tax. It's not a value-added tax. And keep that.
It's darn like a value-added tax.
No, the fair tax isn't. No.
It's a lot like it. It functions like one.
Yeah, but that's like saying, you know, a lizard is like a Cadillac. I mean, come on. You're not, you know. And anyway, Chris, when you really get serious, go out and get an M&P, and you'll throw that Glock away, bud.
I have an M&P.
What caliber?
9mm, just M&P Shield. It's a good little carry gun. The other one I carry a lot is the H&K VP9. I really like that.
Wow, that thing is slick, isn't it?
Tac driver. I shoot that very well.
All right, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Gun Talk Live, thanks for the call, Dave. just out of curiosity, isn't H&K essentially the gold standard when it comes to these things? I don't want to be an
endorsement. Man, I'm not going to open that door. They make a very nice gun.
Okay.
But there are a lot of manufacturers that make really great guns and a lot of manufacturers that make a lot of crap. So it's a matter of preference. I'm kind of a Glock guy because they all are exactly the same. I shoot them all well.
Let's go to Ryan calling in from Indiana. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WIBC.
Yeah, I was wanting just to, you know, I'm very ignorant in the subject, but if they would stop spending and lower the income tax rate and have more businesses and corporations put their money into the country into investments and put and create more businesses here, which will create more jobs. I was just wanting your thoughts. Would that create more money that they could put at our debt? And I guess that's all I have to say.
That's the theory to trickle-down economics.
Right. All right. Go back to the Laffer curve. Right.
And Art Laffer makes a great argument for it, and it was to some extent implemented during the Reagan administration. But the difficulty is the devil's in the details on these kind of things. And the problem is with government is that rich people have always had governments in their pockets.
You bet.
That's just the nature of them. So when we talk about trickle-down economics, I say it would work in models, but in reality, sadly, what ends up happening is that the taxes get offloaded to the middle class and the rich manage to dodge them.
And because of the Reagan years, we do have evidence that it did work. The federal government took in more revenue. These are all terms I hate to use because they all drive me nuts, but we did bring in more tax revenue when we decreased taxes. Now, the belief...
You didn't get any of it.
God, I know. It's a social contract. He's popping up. But the point is conservatives will still bring that up and say, well, that's just the solution. All we have to do is lower taxes, and then everything is all hunky-dory.
But the government grew and grew afterwards.
It did. We're dealing with a much different animal, and we're dealing with systemic problems. We're not just dealing with the fact that we spend more than we take in. You know, bureaucracies and the... Where we're at as a global superpower and our imperialism, these are all levels that were unknown then, and I don't think you can expect exactly the same result.
Ryan, I know you weren't advocating for Republicans, but this is sort of a Republican economic talking point. What I would point out is from the year 2000 to the year 2006, there was a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Republican White House. And in that time period, government spending grew by 60%. We saw, I think it was Tom DeLay, don't quote me on that, but I think it was Tom DeLay who said, we have cut government spending to the bone. They had grown it by 60% over the Bill Clinton administration. And this is kind of what happens when one of the parties gets the ability. They're going to do the things they're going to do. They'd grown the intelligence apparatus. They'd grown the military apparatus. They'd instituted what they call Republican welfare, which is jokingly called Republican welfare, which essentially benefits for people who go into the military. The intention is that everybody, you know, goes through the military and that kind of thing. And I don't see a lot of evidence that the government's going to stick to its side of the deal, Ryan.
Okay, so I have another question, too. Kind
hold
of,
the line, then.
Kind of different, but...
Hold the line. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. And you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about the national debt, the monetary system, and those kind of things. I never expected this topic to take legs like it did, but it's people are talking about it. Donald Trump's talking about it, said he was going to pay off the debt in his term or close to it.
8-10 years, eight, piece of years. Cake. And well, maybe not.
Not so much. He changed his mind on that. So, and I think that that's the wise decision, by the way.
Well, and
I'm not trying to smear Trump here.
I'm not either, but Fortune magazine, you know, when they interviewed him, they started pressing him for details, and that's where not just Donald Trump, but a lot of politicians, they don't have all the facts right there in front of them, and that's kind of what kind of an answer you get from them.
I do have a fact for you, though. Mother's Day is coming up, and if you don't have something for Mom, you're going to be in big trouble, Mister. Or Mrs., for that case. I have a suggestion, and that suggestion is Sherry's Berries. Now, Sherry's Berries, I just ate the four that were allotted to me from the shipment that we got in this week. And these are some of the best things you're ever going to put in your mouth. They're delicious. They're premium berries. And by that, what I mean is they're not, you know, when you go to the grocery store, half the berries you eat are sour, not Sherry's Berries. They're all premium. By the way, the other half, they cull about half of the berries that they get, and they buy high-end berries already. They cull about half and send them off to homeless shelters.
That's cool.
Yeah. So they are the best of the best berries. They're dipped in white, dark, and milk chocolate. Nuts, swizzles, little chocolate chips. They're delicious. They're gorgeous. And Mom will love them. Buy enough so that you can have some, too, because Mom's going to want, she's going to want a cake. If you don't buy enough to satisfy her, you're not getting any, pal. So go to berries.com, berries.com. There's a microphone in the upper corner of the page. Click on it and use my code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and you'll save money. This is the only way to get the amazing deal that we have. They start at just $20, or you can double the berries for $10 more. It's a great deal and an exclusive offer for my listeners. Visit berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, enter FTL, and it's for a limited time for Mother's Day. It's coming up, and you don't want to miss it. Get it done ahead of time. By the way, you can buy other gifts. It doesn't just have to be this one, but this one will stand out.
So berries.com. When I walked in here, there was a very attractive box on the corner of the table that was also very empty. Yeah. I kind of looked at it, and I thought, I wonder what that was.
Yeah, I ate him before you came. And I'm not sorry.
That's all right. I'm going to show up earlier next time we do this show together.
Let's go back to Ryan in Indiana. Ryan, you said you had something else, but you never had a chance to spit it out.
Yeah, I called last Saturday about the convention of the states. I don't know if you remember our last Saturday, and
I don't know if I remember that call, but we've talked about the conventions of the states in the past, and I think it's a fine idea.
Yeah, what I'm getting, it kind of has that, but I've had a question that when the formation of the government started and the federal government was supposed to be limited with, you know, the protection of the states and everything, and the states were supposed to have all power for their states, when they started doing the taxes, it makes more sense instead of the states asking for the federal government to get money for schools and the other things that the states, you know, and all these welfare things that they get from the federal government. Why doesn't the states get together and they control the majority of the tax money for themselves, and they give the federal government so much money that they would need to do the things that the limited government would do?
Yeah, well, that was the original intent. That was the original intent of our founding fathers. I mean, that's what they wanted to do, was a very small, limited federal government. And that all really, really changed with the progressive era, you know, the late 1890s or early 1900s.
I want to read, this is something I researched for, I get a lot of different show prep. This is something I researched for this evening, possibly bringing up in conjunction with the Houston floods. I want to read what Democrat Grover Cleveland said in, I think it was the 1880s, federal aid in such cases, they're talking about giving aid to hurricane victims, encourages the expectation of paternal care on the part of the federal government and weakens the sturdiness of our national character.
Wow.
That's what a Democrat said in the 1880s. And Republicans, on both sides, they disagreed and agreed with this particular statement. But that's what a Democrat president said at the time. Yes, there is no federal role for that sort of thing from a constructionist standpoint. Ryan?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
I mean,
oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, would the convention of the states need to get together if the federal government keeps spending out of control and no one likes the candidates that these two parties are putting, maybe it's time for the states to get together and take the power back and do it, you know? I mean, it's just an idea.
So the states are taking power back. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Ryan. The states are taking power back in the sense of marijuana. They're saying, hey, look, we're sick and tired of your federal drug war. It isn't working, and we want different stuff. Now, there are roles, room for referendums on the state level. There's no federal government referendum. You can't vote on a particular issue when it comes to the federal government.
Right.
And that, among the reasons why it's messed up, is that particular reason. It's bureaucrats feeding bureaucrats.
And I'll tell you, that this is why I donate a little bit of money to the 10th Amendment Center every single year. They promote nullification. Nullification simply means the states do not recognize that the federal government has a particular power, so they ignore the law. They just defy it. And that's what you had in Colorado, Washington State. You have that with gun laws. That is the proper... When the federal government's the only one who can decide whether the federal government is actually doing things legally, the states, as party to that contract that we call a constitution, have every right to say, nope, we're not doing it.
It doesn't have the features of a contract. Let's go to Robert in Virginia. Robert, listen to WKLN.
Noted.
You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'll take my call. So I just wanted to step back and make that comment about the Trump thing, and there's no way he could personally do the debt thing. But even if he did, he's the kind of guy who'd be like, all right, guys, now you owe me one, right?
Who would owe him at that point?
Huh?
The taxpayers? Trump? Who would owe him? The taxpayers?
Oh, yeah, no, the people, right? No, I bailed y'all out. You know, I bailed y'all out from
you. Oh, you mean
China.
The Trump would pay it off himself?
Or no, I thought that's what y'all were saying. Like,
I'm sorry. Let me explain the situation for you. Forgive me, Robert, if I did not explain it properly. So Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said that he would have the debt paid off in 10 years. Now, I didn't get the expectation that he was going to do it himself, but that he was going to set up a taxation and spending situation that would pay off, basically $1.9 trillion, every year would be the idea. And then he found out that that probably wouldn't work exactly the way he had hoped. But thank you for the call, Robert. I really appreciate you calling in and listening, and you can call too. The number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Or our username on Skype is lrn.fm. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost.
for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever you want. We're talking about the national debt, and I guess I'm surprised that the conversation has had the legs it has had. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. Calling in from Indianapolis, it's Mark on the line. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I hope I can get this all out. I got a conspiracy theory on why the people are ticked off or pissed off. Here it is. The debt, if I understand correctly, the debt over the, fair enough to say that the debt has gone outrageous or wild over the last 20 years or so, is what I'm guessing.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, so here it is. Wow, this is awesome. All right. Who's hoarding all the money? Who's hiding their cash? Who's avoiding taxes? The big businesses. This is all hearsay. This is what I hear on the radio and everything.
I have nothing I hear it. Stuff. I've heard the same stuff. Okay, sure.
Okay, so this, they're hoarding all their money. They're hiding it all. Okay, who buys out government? The big businesses. Okay, we got a conflict of interest right there by itself. Okay, so because the government's not going to go after the big businesses because they're being paid by them so they can hide their money. Okay.
Okay.
There you go. There's that part of it. Now, we got the employee. That purchasing power, if I understand correctly, and it probably explains why I'm working 70 hours a week instead of 40 hours a week now. Purchasing
power, I hear you, brother.
Is, I thought about $8,000 under where it should be. I could be wrong on that. Say it's $5,000, $8,000, somewhere in there. Okay? All right. So with that in mind, think about a company that has 100 employees and a CEO used to make $200,000 a year, but is now making $1 million a year, plus or minus. And so if you take that 100 employees, or he's now he has an increase of income of about $800,000 based on the numbers I just gave you. An increase of income of $800,000. He's got 100 employees. These 100 employees are actually have a purchasing power decrease of $8,000. That's $800,000 a year missing of raises that the employees should be receiving. Now, wait. Now, here's the final one. $8,000 a year times 20 years is $160,000 that all these employees have lost over the last 20 years of on averages or whatever, but have lost over the last 20 years. So we're a bunch of chickens running around with our heads cut off going, bleh, 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 the debt is going up. Oh, my gosh, I got to work 80 hours instead of 70 now. Oh, my gosh, we don't owe any money. It's the corporations and the government and the CEOs and those who have got these astronomical pay increases over the last 70 years because their purchasing power has gone up by tenfold. All right, there you go. I'm dying to hear who's going to fix this problem.
It ain't going to be the government.
And I don't think it's going to be Mark or I either.
Thanks for the call, Mark. The thing is you can't sort of prove or disprove these kind of things. I tend to think that it's inefficiency as opposed to really kind of CEOs or anything like that.
He brought up a couple of interesting points. He brought up the fact that purchasing power is down, and that's a product of monetary inflation.
Sure.
The more we print, the less it's worth. So he brought that up into it. He brought up the fact that big businesses buy governments, which is absolutely true. That's what lobbying is. So I think he was dead on that. And I think his math was just convenient to fit his model, but it illustrated a couple points.
I think I love the meme that I've seen on Facebook. It has five silver quarters.
Mm-hmm.
It says in 1964, and you know that's when quarters were silver.
Yeah,
that the minimum wage was $1.25, and that now the minimum wage is $7.25 or something like that. But that those five silver quarters are worth $15 as far as their melt value.
Right.
That the problem isn't with the government. The problem, in the regulation or anything like that, the minimum wage. Stop trying to fix the minimum wage. Fix the money,
right,
and you'll fix the minimum wage. Let's go.
Oh, go ahead. You want to go to the call? Go ahead.
Yeah, let's go. Randy calling in on WIBC in Indianapolis. Randy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Hi. I just had you all on. This is one of my things too. I think all of us. What I wanted to say is this. My objection is the size and growth pattern of what's supposed to be the government instead of the country. And if you look at the actual statistics, we're the most productive workers on Earth, is what they say. We work normally more hours and more days than anybody else.
Yeah, sure.
Less vacation, all that kind of thing. So we're very, very, very hardworking people, and we're willing to share everything we can. But this situation for me is this. You have a hidden gorilla here, and it's like just continually tearing things up. So you have no oversight on these agencies that come out of nowhere, and they bring them up. They have a little committee meeting somewhere, and it may start off at a county or a, district level, but all of a sudden you've got the federal in it. And so you have things like social engineering. There's something for every different area that you can, and you could just go on forever creating reasons for an office. But if you look at it as I have, having a company of my own, a couple of them, if you look at the startup cost for any individual trying to start a company that would be adding to the economy, the startup costs are pretty, pretty tough. And they tell you, and they told me several times, there's no money. We just don't have any money. I'm sorry. So you have to get it somewhere else. All right. So, but at the same time, once you start your company, you start getting mailings and billings from people who don't exist, that are part of some function of the government that you have to pay into because now you're employing people. And so then they have to monitor you. And so I said, I thought to myself, if you took a small office, say 20 or 30 people, and amortize that out over a period of years and see what the cost is for that before, if it were functional, would be, say, out of the red, the government does this, and they not only do it there, but they do it exponentially because they start them all over the country. And I thought, well, if you set up a, if you go to do that, you're going to outfit it with furniture, you know, desks, whatever, computers, sure, all that. And then you've got to have recruiting. So you have to bring people in. You have to have good people, you know, to go through all that and try and, you know, divine who is going to be worth hiring. So all these costs, they do this and they don't blink an eye. And then the other thing is nobody sees what their performance level is or if they perform at all. What
no,
do they
well, yeah, no accountability.
The and working yes, for the yes, government means you never have to say you're sorry.
Yeah, and so I just look at it. I say, well, you know, like the social engineering thing. They're doing this all over the country, and they started it way back, and it was not talked about much up in Chicago. But they were buying homes in million-dollar home areas and plus, and they were putting people who were on welfare. And I'm not trying to knock welfare people, because when I was a child, my parents were on it once in a while. So I know about what that is. But to think that you're going to infuse someone who has all those abilities, and you're not going to help someone by taking them out of a poor neighborhood and throwing them where they don't belong, because now they're so self-conscious, they don't want to go out the door. They're completely paranoid. And then the people in the area are wondering what the hell is going on. And so, you know, they try to make this out as a racial issue, and it isn't. If you aspire and you work your way into an area, then you fit in and you feel comfortable. And it's not that people from other areas aren't just as equally as a human being. It's just that you're not ready for that yet. So you don't feel comfortable that way. You know, you
thanks for the call, Randy.
Give you.
I was listening to NPR today. They were talking about, you know, people winning money in the lottery. Mm-hmm. And basically, folks that get free money just don't know what to do with it.
They spend it all.
Right. That one of the best educations on, you know, what money's worth is earning money.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones here and go to Jay calling in from Jacksonville, Florida. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. Listen on TuneIn.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Jay.
I agree with y'all. I don't think the government's going to save us or do anything like that, or any individual candidate will save us. But what I've seen, what Trump has put out there, I think is a good start. And what it is, what I've seen, is he wants to pretty much anyone that makes under 100 grand, no taxes. He wants to lower corporation taxes, small business taxes.
I make less than 100 grand. I want to pay no taxes. Thanks for the call, Jay.
Thanks.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 855-450-3733. We've been talking about the debt, the national debt, that is, not the debt that Americans have, which apparently is prodigious in and of itself. By the way, that's something you can control. Mm-hmm. You can decide to spend less, because I love this saying, it's not what you make, it's what you spend. And you can have a pretty darn good life spending less. That's what we've decided. We did at our house years ago. We grow some of our own food, and we don't go out to eat nearly as much as we used to. I used to be an advertising executive in high end community. Drove around in my little convertible sports car. Go out to lunch. Go out to dinner. Go out to whatever. Go out to breakfast. I mean, I was single. I didn't make a lot of food, I'll admit, and I spent everything I made, and sometimes more than what I made. Now, we're, we're trying to make it with less. The number is 855-450-3733. I want to get to these calls, but I'd like to point out, 7 days a week, we open up the phones for you to call in. The number from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time, same number. We're on a bunch of radio stations. On Saturday night, we're on like 170 radio stations, but that's our biggest night of the week. But we're on a bunch of other stations otherwise, so you can still call in. You don't have to be hearing us on your radio station. You always can pick us up at freetalklive.com. Let's go to Bill calling in from Alabama. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
I am so glad you guys are on here. This is your God. This debt that we're in, it's no joke. We are really in. I think the solution to it, and I think Trump would probably be one of the ones that could solve it, is the fact that one-third of all the land in the United States belongs to Parks Service of the United States. And I don't know what percentage after the housing bubble burst and all those homes that were confiscated and foreclosed on by Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, how much of it they do. But here's the solution. First thing you want to do is make sure that the government cannot get in debt again. That's the most important thing that needs to be passed. Then
well,
say,
first I'd like to see it get out, but okay.
Yeah. Step okay, one, then step two.
Okay, you have to take it as it comes, okay? Down here in Alabama, beautiful, beautiful, what they call the Emerald Coast. A lot of it is owned by the federal government. So much of it is owned. Why not sell it, but say, okay, we're going to give you a 60-year lease and take this beachfront property in Alabama, Florida, wherever, and build a condominium. You may require them to put it back like after 6 years, where they found. But sell it or lease it at market value then. Now, only when you have that enormous amount of income. I'm talking about places like Yellowstone National Forest, too.
Wow, I was at Yellowstone, and that's one of the most beautiful places on Earth.
Oh, I
would agree with you that the federal government holds a great deal of assets in the form of land, and how to divest itself and best make that available to the most amount of people is, it's a conundrum, there's no doubt. Well, I would say that the federal government is the worst organization to manage that stuff. That much is agreed. Thank you for the call, Bill.
And where's the constitutional mandate that allows them to hold this type of land? I mean, the ownership of land is only mentioned a couple times in the Constitution, and it talks specifically about
buildings.
Military installations, yeah. Buildings, things like that, ports and forts. It's just ridiculous. So yeah,
let's go to Jim.
Sell it all.
Jim calling in from Delaware, listening to WILM. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you guys only come on site. Are you there?
Yes, sir. It's just blown out. Go ahead.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys only come on Saturday night in Delaware.
You can always call the program director at WILM and tell him you love the show.
Hey, yeah.
And he'd like to hear
great.
More.
At least Saturday and Sunday.
Sunday, hey, awesome for us.
We agree.
I know you guys would probably vote for the Libertarian candidate. Who is that anyway?
At this point, the Libertarians Chris have not Long? Chosen. I'm sorry. At this point, the Libertarians kid. Haven't chosen their candidate, Jim.
You know what I think? Donald, you might not agree, but Donald Trump is our last chance to bring the government back to the people, all people, because ever since Kennedy was killed, the president's been chosen by the establishment and the global elite, the ones who killed Kennedy.
Jim,
that's
thank you for the call.
I
think, you know, I want to ask Chris about this. Thanks for the call, Jim. So what do you think about Trump? What are your thoughts on this candidate? Do you have good and bad? I mean, do you have any good thoughts on Trump?
I'm just a really bad guy to ask that because I kind of checked myself out of caring about the presidency a couple years ago. I know it impacts me. I know it impacts the country.
Well, your vote doesn't statistically matter.
Statistically, it doesn't. But I just don't see him being that much greater or that much worse than any other candidate. So go ahead and pick who you think's going to work. I spent so many years as a neocon,
yeah.
You know, so many years as a hardcore Republican that the mere thought of a Bernie or a Hillary just rubs me the wrong way.
Sure.
But I've just not been convinced after Obama and Bush and Clinton and Bush. What difference did I really see?
So I guess there's lots of things to dislike for me about Donald Trump as a candidate, but I will say that he's got to be a disruptive force, and there's no place that I'd rather see some disruption than Washington, D.C., that it seems like he just would go in, kick butt, and take names, and Washington's so corrupt and so messed up, how much worse could it be under a Donald Trump presidency?
Thank you. That's kind of my point.
And
yeah.
So, I mean, you know, when all your options are exhausted, and Jim's right, I will in all likelihood vote for the Libertarian. You're not going to find me voting for Donald Trump in the general election. But I can totally see why in the primaries, with given the choices of Kasich, who cannot statistically win the 1237. Cruz, who could only win the 1237 with a sheer miracle. If God wants Cruz to win, God's going to have to pull something off here in the last few.
If he does, then you better vote for Cruz because it has been it's so ordained. Yes,
right. Well, if God wanted Cruz to win, then Cruz would win, which goes to show to me that God doesn't want Cruz to win. And my other thought on Trump is that it's kind of sickening to me to have a primary process where the candidate who gets the most votes might not get the nomination.
Yeah.
That's look, I'm not rooting for the guy, but it seems like the right thing for him to get the nomination.
And a lot of us that, you know, kind of grew up during the Ron Paul stuff, I won't say grow up, but we were, I got more involved in Liberty during the Ron Paul years, and we saw how poorly he was treated. We saw how rules were changed try to keep that kind of a candidate.
They're going
to
cheat Trump at the convention.
Oh, absolutely.
And it could very well be the best thing that ever happened to this nation because people will be so mad. They jilted Ron Paul. They jilted people at the Democratic convention when they did this voice vote over, Jerusalem being the capital of Israel. I don't know what the hell
I remember that
about.
One.
But it was just an obvious lie. And people are beginning to see that this duopoly, this two-party system, is just corrupt as it possibly could be. And I hope Trump wins the most votes. I hope he doesn't quite make the 1237.
Mm-hmm.
And that the Republicans cheat and that Republicans are just like, you know what? I've had it. I don't care if Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton gets the presidency because all you people are a bunch of liars. This nation is corrupt. By the nation, I don't mean the people that are here.
No.
I'm talking about the politicians.
Recognize what you're saying, yeah.
It's just so sickening. We know what they're going to do, and nobody's going to do anything about it. The pitchforks and the torches just will never come out. I don't think they'll come out in this circumstance either.
I don't either, but I enjoy any opportunity to pull back the curtain and let the parties show what they're really about. And I'm sorry for the supporters of Trump. I'm sorry for the supporters of Bernie. I've been there. I've been one of those people that felt so disillusioned, felt like it was within our grasp, yet it gets yanked away from you.
I've already endorsed Sanders for the Democratic nomination, and I'm endorsing Trump for the Republican
nomination.
There you go. But I won't vote for either of them in the general. I'm going to vote for the person that most represents my values.
Right.
That's what I do. In all likelihood, that will be the Libertarian. I hope it's our co-host, Daryl W. Perry.
Wouldn't it be wonderful?
But, I don't know if he's got the legs to make it through that nomination process.
We'll see.
Nonetheless, thanks so much for spending the evening with us. Don't forget, texting and driving is more deadly than drinking and driving. Stay off those phones while you're in those cars. It's been Mark with you.
And Chris.
Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With Easy DNS, you found a keeper. Easy DNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. Easy DNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed to your money.